with Darren Moore, Kerry and Sky.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Dr. Subin, good morning. Firstly, what is your role in KZN Athletics and how do you know Mhlengi Gwala?
I'm a sports physician based at Prime Human Performance Institute that's at Moses Mabhida Stadium. Mhlengi forms part of what is our Elite Athlete Development Program, which is a program funded by the KZN Department of Sports and Rec, and he's a triad. So that's my interaction with him. I've been his doctor now for the past 4 years, and so if there's any hassles or any problems, he sees us at Prime, and any medical problems that I sort him out. That's basically my association with Mhlengi.
Okay, so what happened to Mhlengi Gwala?
Okay, look, he was on his training run yesterday morning, right? He was riding his bike down back in a pavilion, coming down that road towards, and you're going up and you head up towards the university on that end. So as he came down, he said that, because I spoke to him yesterday when he was still lying in Albert Luthuli Hospital, and he says the three guys stopped him and dragged him into the bush, and they used a chainsaw to try and hack off his legs. So he was screaming and shouting, and he said it was about 3:30 in the morning, that it was that early and it was pretty dark. For some reason, they apparently just stopped because they were talking, and unfortunately, he couldn't understand what they were saying. So, they just stopped, and then they ran away. And then he dragged himself onto the road, and there was a passing car that took him to Albert Luthuli Hospital, and that's where I contacted him. Now he's basically transferred to St. Augustine's Hospital. I think he's having surgery this morning, I think, as we speak. They tried to do both the legs, but the right leg is quite severely damaged. In fact, they cut through lots of the muscle tissue at the back, through some of the nerves, and fortunately, they didn't hit the main artery in the leg. It's going to be a long recovery for him, and he was one of our up-and-coming triathlete. He was one of the great guys. I mean, he represented the country at the World Champs, etc.
Hectic.
You know, this is really a horrifying story. You know, I mean, during his training run, it's happened.
That's great. This is insane. So, will he ever be able to race again?
No, look, there's three in triathlon. There's three, right? I mean, that's obviously the run and the cycle is the important one for him. Swimming as well. The good thing about Mhlengi that he was very consistent with his training. So he's quite a fit athlete. So that's going to hold him in good stead in going forward. Now we just got to wait and see what happens at the surgery, because they got to reattach nerves and they got to reattach, because at the moment they cut some of the nerves in his right leg. So I mean, he's not going to be able to control some of those muscles. Fortunately, with the left leg, they started with that and then they stopped abruptly. So there's not too much of damage on the left leg. So I'm just waiting, because the doctors, they are specialists. There's orthopedics, there's a plastic surgeon, there's various surgeons working on him at the moment at St. Augustine's Hospital.
It's crazy. It's so sad. All right, so what is the next step? Are the police on the case? Do they have any leads?
Well, you know, look, I mean, saying he was in so much of pain, and I asked him, has he reported this or anything? He says, you were so anxious, confused, etc. And you know, I didn't want to, you know, traumatize him further. We just wanted to sort him out, because I don't know who's taking the lead on that from his family side, but I mean, our priority was to get him fit and, I mean, get him stabilized, etc. So I think that was our priority. And I think now comes in all the investigative side. When he comes out of theater today, he's probably going to be groggy, etc. And then we'll contact his family and find out the way forward as to what they're going to do. And I would assume that there has to be some extensive investigation. This is quite bizarre. I mean, if you're looking at it, they didn't want to take anything. They didn't take his bike. His bike is quite an expensive bike, you know, these triathletes have. I mean, it's unexplainable, and it's really, I find it quite astounding and shocking.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Subin.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. Cheers, eh? Take care.
With Darren Moore, Kerry and Sky.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.